Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh. In this audio lesson, I'll talk about naturalism. See, in the audio about realism, I said that naturalism can be considered to be an extreme form of realism. In naturalism, only the baser aspects of human nature are emphasized and not the rationality of human beings or the wisdom of human beings, but only the instincts and the baser aspects of human beings. It is thought in naturalism that human beings are purely driven by genetics or heredity and their environment. And the important practitioners or exponents of naturalism are Emile Zola of France. Then in America, there is Frank Norris, Stephen Crane, Theodore Dreiser, and other writers are Eugenie O'Neill, then Norman Mailer. And in particular, The Naked and the Dead by Norman Mailer is a good example. And an important work by Emile Zola called Le Roman Expérimental, which literally translates to the experimental novel because it has been written in French. This particular work, Le Roman Expérimental, became the literary manifesto for naturalism. And see, as I said in the beginning, that naturalism only reflects the baser aspects of human nature, only the instincts or the baser instincts of human nature. It does not want to represent or tend to represent the wisdom of human beings, rationality of human beings, but only the baser aspects. So, in a way, at times it is also called pessimistic. Okay, pessimistic, why? Because, you know, human beings are capable of both things. Human beings are capable of destruction, doing something bad, but they are also capable of doing something good. So doing justice to representation in a realistic way would mean representing everything, not just limiting oneself to one side of human behavior or human nature, or one aspect of human behavior or human nature. But naturalism only aims for this. Okay, and sometimes it is also called a slice of life or representation of a slice of life without moral judgment. And human beings normally are shown to be, you know, helpless products of their own environment and genetics or heredity. And human beings' physiological nature or instinctive nature is always is emphasized. So most of the time, man's physiological nature or instinctive nature is emphasized and not human beings' moral nature or rationality.